The Public News Service Noah Newscast, December the 29th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The transition to a new year often has people thinking about new goals. For those struggling to get by, their hopes for 23 are more about survival. And in North Dakota, community action agencies offer guidance that could put these folks on a more stable path.
The Southeastern North Dakota Community Action Office is among the locations that provides counseling for those worried about making their housing payment. Self-sufficiency coordinator Sarah Hasbargen says the free service can center around crafting a budget that's more manageable for low-income households.
What's the income coming in? What does the debt look like? What are your rights and responsibilities? Is there any opportunities we can look at for any government assistance? Are you getting SNAP? Are you getting LIHEAP? Are you on all of the eligible programs?
She says making sure you're getting assistance you're eligible for can ease financial pressure elsewhere. The counselors at her office can help establish money goals and can keep coaching clients moving forward. I'm Mike Moen.
The most recent household pulse survey from the Census Bureau found that nearly 35% of North Dakota respondents were likely facing eviction or foreclosure. And the Sunshine State now, Florida leads the nation in the number of individuals, nearly 6 million, who are living in dental health professional shortage areas.
66 of Florida's 67 counties lack the amount of professionals needed to provide care, according to the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration's data. Advocates say the shortage is of crisis proportions, leading to significant impacts on general health, as they say poor oral health is linked to impaired school learning, heart disease, and even death. Dr. Frank Catalanato with Floridians for Dental Access says part of the problem is the significant cost of dental care. He says in Florida and nationally, thousands of people with toothaches take their problems to an emergency room.
The physicians in the emergency room aren't prepared to deal with this, so the patient gets antibiotics and pain medication, and they're told to go see a dentist tomorrow. Well, if they couldn't afford a dentist today, they're not going to afford one tomorrow.
Catalanato says of the 150,000 who went to the emergency room in 2019, 4,000 of them were admitted to the hospital because the dental infections were life-threatening. I'm Tramel Gomes.
Most dentists in Florida are concentrated in large urban counties with very few dentists in many rural counties. Now from the Hill, the Biden administration is planning new coronavirus precautions on travelers arriving from China due to a surge in COVID-19 cases and concerns about the lack of transparent reporting from the country. This is Public News Service. A new study shows kids in childcare are not more likely to exhibit behavior problems than those who don't attend them. More on that now from our Danielle Smith.
The Society for Research in Child Development published the study on its website and looked at data from 10,000 toddlers and preschoolers in five nations. The nonprofit advocacy organization Children First PA helps shape the programs that are used in child care centers. The group's Mind Mixic says this research confirms the need for center-based care and that early childhood education pays off for children's learning and brain development.
It is in these situations that children are able to be screened for things like developmental needs. If they need early intervention, if they need additional supports, there's usually staff at centers who are qualified to identify those needs and get them connected to services.
And a recent move by the Idaho Public Utilities Commission could mean solar panel owners in the state could receive less money from Idaho Power.
The PUC accepted the utility's value of distributed energy resources study, which concluded compensation rates for solar panel owners should be lower. The utility would reduce the current 8 to 10 cents per kilowatt hour compensation rate to only 2.8 to 4 cents per kilowatt hour. An independent study showed that the same power is worth nearly 5 times more and that the report had errors like outdated energy prices. Lisa Young with the Idaho chapter of the Sierra Club says she believes this is a way for the utility to continue to advance towards their clean energy goals, but do so on their own terms.
Once these solar compensation rates are going to be reduced, it's going to be a lot harder for folks to go solar, to afford putting solar on their roof, on their farm, on their business, and it's going to disincentivize those investments.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Finally, Edwin J. Vieira tells us Virginia ranked 14th in the United Healthcare Annual America's Health Rankings report.
The state saw a 14% decline in the number of uninsured adults between 2019 and 2021. However, the state has some areas where it could improve. Between 2014 and 2021, Virginia saw a 47% increase in the number of adults in frequent mental distress. Sandra Cerna with the Virginia Department of Health thinks as good as Virginia's ranking is, there's still room for improvement. She describes some of the work being done with building the state's healthcare workforce.
We do a lot around healthcare workforce incentive programs and initiatives to get providers of a variety of types, not just behavioral health, but primary care and other specialties into areas of the Commonwealth.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Here's a great radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.